predominantly French again. But he had a little Scotch-Irish in him. And, of course, obviously some German. His my great-grandfather's grandfather came to Louisiana via Philadelphia about the same time Daniel Boone hit Missouri in the before American domination, and married. His name was Friedrich Zacharias Christoph Reinecken from a town in Brunswick. And there, as I say, he married a girl named Rebecca, whose father had also gone west from Montgomery County, Maryland. And they, it's funny that you should, I should be mentioning this today. Did you see that there was an earthquake in Missouri yesterday?
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, the greatest earthquake of the 19th century took place, centered on New Madrid, Missouri. New Madrid is that little part of Missouri that dangles into Arkansas on the river. About 1812, I think it was. And they were wiped out. The whole town just sank into the river. It just settled. I think a whole great cave collapsed, so to speak. And so they moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but within a few years, both mother and father died of yellow fever. So the three sons were apprenticed in New Orleans to an Alsatian who had a men's store. And one of them is the ancestor of my grandfather, and another one of those three sons is the ancestor of my grandmother. As I said, they were cousins. And what have we? Both of them married French girls. And nobody else to marry, really, I suppose. And one of them married a girl named Fortin, Françoise Fortin. That it was her father who owned the land that, on which I currently live. He was a native of Champaign who had settled, took out American citizenship in Philadelphia, moved to Vincennes, Indiana, when it was still very much a French Louisiana town, and married Suzanne Fortin there, Suzanne Beauchamp, who became Mrs. Fortin. And then they moved down to Louisiana after he went back in 1793, at the height of the terror, to get his ancestral, well, his inheritance. His father died, and after all, the French Revolution was no threat to him because he was not an aristocrat and bourgeois and had actually was coming from a Republican country, you see, so he looked pretty good on paper. And I have still in my possession all the papers that allowed him to cross France from the port of Bordeaux to Champagne, you know, liberty, equality, fraternity, let the citizen pass, and all that sort of thing. We still bury in the Fortin family tomb in St. Louis No. 1. I have more knowledge of that family than almost any other because I still have all the papers. And so his daughter married Frederick, the second Frederick Reinecken, the one who was apprenticed in New Orleans, and who had his own store, and died young. So the old lady Fortin brought up my great-grandfather, her grandchild.
Get back to your father for just a minute. What was his education?
My father had a B.A. and an M.A. from Tulane in French and history, respectively.
Was he a professor?
He taught for years and was one of the owners of a military academy called New Orleans Academy. And he taught Romance languages there, mostly.